Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful day in Astoria, Queens. With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, my number two, the man with the plan, the big dog, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ray Zawadny.
Oh, thank you so much for that introduction, Dylan. I really needed that today because I feel awful. I'm sad. I'm depressed. My penis is smaller than I wish it was. I'm fat. My fucking hair is receding. My dad's dead. I just got a lot going on, and I want to thank everybody who else has been making me feel better. Is our viewers, everybody that's been watching us on YouTube, everybody that's been liking, subscribing, commenting, also our audio listeners.
The comments are coming in. I like it.
Leave a comment. That's what could really help us out. Yeah. Leave us a comment. Give us some engagement. If you're gonna leave a comment, though, I do read those a lot. So if it's anything that's not positive or that's rude or that pisses me off, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna comment back and I'm gonna comment something nice, like thanks for watching, but I'm really not gonna mean it. I am gonna find out where you live. I'm gonna come to your house. I'm gonna break in while you're sleeping because Dylan has a lockpick set, and I'm gonna piss on your sleeping body. You're gonna wake up the next morning. You're gonna think maybe you have a sweat issue or you have a piss issue, but no, you're gonna know deep down inside.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
It was me. Anywho, we got a fantastic guest here today, ladies and gentlemen, the hilarious Jeff Wiles, everyone.
Welcome to the pod.
Hello. We're doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're in Queens. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's
nice
is a in beautiful Queens. Day in Queens.
Iced coffee weather.
Iced coffee weather.
I like that, dude.
I got to go iced coffee, otherwise I'll shit my brains out.
Oh, period?
With hot.
Yeah.
Even in the winter, you'll drink iced coffee.
I mean, I'll have a hot coffee, but I would never bring a hot coffee to a location because I need to know the escape routes. Mm-hmm.
Fair. Yeah. I get it. And you got a clementine.
And a clementine.
You didn't bring enough for the class, but no, I'm okay with it.
There's slices in here.
I love a clementine.
Yeah, that is fucked up, Dylan. You didn't even give him a chance to share.
Well, listen, I called him out because you know what my worst fear would be is that you eat that whole clementine in front of me and my mouth starts watering. And I shouldn't be rude because you did already bring us gifts, me and Ray, both. This will be out after the eclipse, but we got Jeff brought us eclipse sunglasses that you just can't see anything through. You can't even see the light up here, which is crazy.
No. You need the full power of the sun.
I was planning to pull a Trump tomorrow and just. Naked raw dog the sun.
It's like the whole world knew he was gonna do it too. You know?
I mean, it's so good.
Yeah. When he was doing this with the hand over the eye, I was like, drop that hand. Drop that hand. And sure enough, he was like, just full force.
So funny. Oh, yeah. God. Everything that guy does is hilarious.
Yeah.
So funny.
He's probably gonna win again.
He's a sick puppy.
Yeah, it's probably, dude.
It's all right. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
I don't even.
A lot of people won't be, but you know,
it's fine.
Half the country will be.
It's fine.
Half the country won't be, and it'll be the same.
Yeah.
The same as now.
It's not like either of these people are going to like help the country.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, you know, a way we found out that the country was doomed is this past weekend. Jeff, do you remember where I met you? The bar next door to Rodney's Comedy Club.
Yes.
We went back there last week.
Oh, boy.
Dylan ordered a Makers on the Rocks.
Yeah.
You see the receipt, right? Makers.
Oh.
$13. Still a problem. A problem for a
$13.
A little pricey.
Yeah.
Plus Rocks, $2. Charge him $2 for ice.
Isn't that insane?
Whoa, bro. $2?
Isn't that insane? I want to call him out. What's the bar's name?
No, because I like that bar.
Nope. I want to call
I'm
him
not
out.
I'm call out the bar. But actually,
if you go to Rodney's Comedy Club, it is the Irish bar directly next to it. I don't know the name. It's probably like O'Shanahan's or something. And
Schmitty's.
McLaughlin's. And I was furious. I wanted to say something.
It's just charge 15.
Just charge 15.
Don't tell me that you're charging me for ice.
He also asked me. He goes, "Oh, on the rocks?" I go, "Yeah, on the rocks." It was like he
saw him go like, "Yes."
Yeah. It's like I went to Chipotle and he's like, "You know, it's extra for guac."
It's like they're charging for the labor.
Ugh.
for me having to grab a handful of ice cubes.
So mad, dude. So furious.
I somehow knew that this day would come. I just didn't realize it would be so soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
I thought when water was hard to get a hold of, then I'd be like, guys, we can't put ice in every drink.
No, I got it. Yeah. This that seems like a post-apocalyptic charge.
Yeah.
This isn't the Wild West where they got to ship the ice in, and they're like, we get one brick from New York every summer.
And it's not even, it's uptown, too. It's not even like downtown in like Mad Max world. It's like all the way up in like, what is it, like 60-something street?
Yeah. And, oh, man, I was furious. And it was also, I ordered one, and I didn't notice, but then our buddy Colin got around, and he noticed right away, and he goes, hey, man, next time you get a drink, why don't you get a beer like a normal person? Because they charged me $13. Which, I had to take out a mortgage to pay for the ice.
Which is something that you do, though.
What?
Like, when somebody's, like, ordering around, I would feel weird about, like, ordering, like, an expensive drink.
It's not an expensive drink. It's a bourbon.
It's twice the amount of a
beer. All right, dude, relax. But if you want to get a expensive drink, I would get that for you, dude.
I know. But like, it feels like it's customary to be like, I'll do what everybody else is doing.
I would just buy my own drink then, dude.
In your defense, I will say, they're all expensive drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeff. You know? I appreciate that.
You know,
I appreciate that.
Are you a drinker, Jeff?
Not as much these days. I used to get after it, but now I've like run my course. Whoa. I can't. I'm coming in hungover off of absolutely no alcohol ingested yesterday. I had like 3 beers and like some mango slushy thing, and my body was like, "You can't keep living this crazy life."
So you're in your 30s.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Yeah, that's now like I'm hung. Like I have like hungover feelings. I think I had 3 Happy Dads last night. Those are like those like little easy seltzers.
Oh yeah,
and tacos.
Yeah. I've learned to completely avoid these grain alcohol seltzer things. They fuck me up so bad. Not like I get drunk, but my body is just like, what is this?
I've said this before. The seltzers, you can drink like 6 or 7 of them and feel great. Yeah. And then you get to like 10 and you feel all 10 at the same time. Yeah. Your head starts spinning. You're like, I got to go to bed.
I don't know how White Claws ever took off. They are...
I mean, they're great.
They're horrific.
I love them so much.
I love a boozy seltzer, but the White Claw is like, it's like, it tastes like melted batteries.
Yes. The first one, you're like, oh, it's pretty refreshing.
Yeah.
And then you get to like the second one, you're like,
what's this like tinge? There's like an aftertaste.
And then by the third one, you're like, they are turning me into a cyborg.
This is the Neuralink chip. They're putting it in the drinks. Yeah.
Dude, that would be the way to go.
Well, you know what it was too, is they came out, there is this like thing where they toss the 100 calorie little marker on there.
Sorry.
No, you're on the... Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, funky with the carpet. You know, don't worry about it.
It's just adjust a little sitch. Sorry about that.
No. That's...
Totally threw Ray off his point. I mean, he's very ADD, you know?
I am too. That's why I couldn't sit with this thing. I was like,
God forbid. That's why I got to keep the blinds closed. You see a bird fly by and Ray just gets distracted.
Well, that's what I do. I'll do that with my girlfriend. I'll be like, hey, I got to tell you something. Like, right while she's in the middle, she's like, can I finish my sentence? I was like, yeah, sure. She goes, and then she's like, what did you have to tell me? I was like, not a chance that's ever coming back. I mean, think of it in a year.
Yeah.
But also, probably wasn't that important.
Yeah, you know? Probably not. I do the same thing with my girl. I feel so bad while I have a thought in the middle of her telling a story.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, shut up. You need to hear this pointless thought about whatever's happening outside. It's tough.
I do that all the time. I'm big on when I go on dates. Mm. I always do that. Especially, you know, you have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
And then I'm very guilty of like the second, third date being like, yeah, you know, where are you from actually? And she's like, we talked about this in detail. Like for an hour, like a week ago. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I remember. Okay. Yeah. Paris. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I am so bad at that shit. I realized like a week into dating my girlfriend, I was like, I actually don't know your last name. I was like, wait, this is a problem.
Oh my God. How long have you been dating?
Not quite a full year, but we're getting there. Okay. I think we're like somewhere in the 7-month mark. We had like an extended court phase.
Yeah. You know I like that. Real classic. You know, real Godfather part one.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you know what I mean? Here I am with the oranges.
Family follows you. And
oh,
like,
wow. Hey, you better get rid of that fucking orange.
No, the omen.
Because you saw what happened. They do it a lot in the, we talk about The Sopranos a lot on the podcast. We're big Sopranos fans. They they throw the oranges around a lot in that show.
Well, yeah, oranges have such like, cinephile nerd over here, but there's such like metaphor in cinema.
Really?
What? I've seen it a lot and I know like what it, like, do you know why?
I think it's supposed to represent rebirth in a way. I don't get how that translates to, because in Soprano, or in not Sopranos, but in Godfather, it means like death.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because you see it when Vito gets shot because he has the oranges with him.
Yeah.
You see it when he puts the orange peel in his mouth to scare the kid, then he dies. And then in the Soprano season one, he goes to get orange juice and he's going, that's when they try to put the hit out on him.
Yeah.
Oh, they try to kill him. So that's like pretty kinda, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even pick that up.
So you're a big movie guy?
I'm a huge movie nerd. Yeah. I love diving. I'm the guy that like I'll watch a movie with my younger brothers and be like, you see how the camera is like doing that? What they're trying to tell the audience is, and he's just like, there's no way that they had that intention.
I watch a movie like that and I call my older brother and I'll be like, dude, did you see the did you see that new flick? The new Scorsese movie. Yeah, watch an hour, stinks. I'm like, ah. Yeah, but like stinks. I'm like, okay.
We actually, me and Ray just talked about this. I like this question now. Not to put you on the spot,
please.
But if you in the future have like a house that has a movie theater room, mm-hmm. or like a movie room, you're gonna fill that movie theater room with posters, right?
Posters.
But like, so we were talking about yesterday or 2 days ago. What would be your top movie posters? Like five movie posters you're like, I gotta have.
Or three.
Or ten. You know, whatever.
I had, for a while, I had the Indiana Jones trilogy posters.
That's good. I like that.
I fuck with Indiana Jones so much. At least the first three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, nowadays.
You don't like the Shia LaBeouf one?
Dude, you know what's crazy? I do like Shia. I didn't even hate that one. That, like, there was points in that movie where I'm like, all right, this is... we're seeing what this movie really is. We're seeing the cash grab moment. We're seeing the CGI gophers. Like, this is not what Indiana Jones is to me. But this newest Indiana Jones was atrocious, dude. It was so bad.
I've been having
I watched it.
I didn't hate it.
Dude,
it is so CGI heavy.
It's so CGI heavy. It's not anything what I, you know, like, I equate it to, like, Star Wars. Star Wars, for me, was so sick because everything was, like, made. And, like, the CGI, while it was, like, advanced for the time, it was, like, very limited, you know? Mm-hmm. Most of the shit was, like, practically built. That's what I like about, like, Indiana Jones. It was like a Western version of that. They built all these crazy props. They did all these crazy stunts. Everything's done in camera.
It was like real filmmaking.
Yeah, like legitimate filmmaking. Okay. And now they're just like, well, just have the stunt double do it, and we'll green screen it, and we'll throw the rest.
Well, that's kind of what happened to me with, and I know this is not as like, big of an example of like Indiana Jones is like fucking Indiana Jones, but like the new Roadhouse. The fights in the new Roadhouse are like CGI fights.
So crazy.
It looks like video games.
It's like Marvel.
And I'm like, no, I was like, I want to see a guy who has a background in ballet throwing fucking spin kicks like Swayze.
You know what's crazy is like we're in the middle of this era now where it's literally cheaper to do it on a computer.
Well, dude, that's
really?
What yeah. crazy. That was the last, like, I think one of the last like movies that did that, if you remember the first Lord of the Rings, it was more expensive to do CGI. That's why the first Lord of the Rings, it's all like just camera angles and like tricks, and like that's how they make the hobbits look smaller. It's all perspective shots. And then after that movie, it became more expensive to do it that way, cheaper to do CGI. And that's why the first movie holds up, where like 2 and 3, you can kind of start to tell, you're like, the CGI is a little shitty now, 20 years later, however many years later. But the first one you watch, you're like, this looks like it could have came out last year.
That kind of stuff, like the practical movie making stuff, this is so like nerdy, we're getting into it, but... But that kind of shit.
We talked about action figures on last episode.
Yeah,
we did. Just randomly, we had Greg Stone on, and it just randomly divulged into like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like 20 minutes of action figures.
There's no rules at Troublemakers because we're Troublemakers.
We're out here follow making the fucking trouble. Rules.
Yeah.
Anywho, what did you think about.
the pod started as crazy stories, and then we're like, you know what? What do you think about comic books?
Actually, yeah. Yeah. I forget. Fuck what I was talking about, dude. I don't even know, bro.
Well, so the reason we got on the movie poster thing is my girlfriend works at a museum in the city that they do posters. It's a poster art museum.
Oh, cool.
And they currently have a movie, they're like a woman that makes movie posters is like who their one exhibit is. And So I got like a bunch of different prints from there. Like, so they're selling them. It's pretty cool. And they have events there. And the other day I get a text from her. She's like, oh my God, didn't know really know who it was until he left. I was showing Leonardo DiCaprio around the shop. And I was like, fucking DiCaprio? How didn't you? You didn't know? She's like, he had his hat down real low. I was like, okay, Lois Lane. Right. Threw the glasses on. You didn't know it was Superman. And she was just like, honestly, like, I wish I would have known it was him. Because I was kind of tired. And I was kind of rude. And she was like, she's like showing him around. And she was like, yeah. She was like, it was definitely him. And then after, like, her one coworker was like, oh, yeah, I should have warned you that Leonardo DiCaprio was coming. I totally forgot. It's like, you forgot, like, the biggest movie star?
Yeah, it's going to be the coolest thing that happens, like, all month in that place.
I know.
That might be the coolest thing that happened in my life.
Yeah.
You know? Be like, remember that time I showed Leo DiCaprio movie? Be like, hey, you know what? This one's good. Have you ever seen The Departed? This is a great movie, yeah. Brent. And he's like, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. That's so wild not recognizing Leo DiCaprio. He's got such, like, an aura about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does, when you see him in public, though, he does wear that hat low. He wears the sunglasses. Course,
yeah.
He's kind of got like a hunch a little bit.
Yeah. He's trying really to disappear.
Turns it on when the movies come on.
Well, she said she kept going like throughout the whole time. She's like, guy looks like Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, like one of those things.
What are the chances that?
I'm sure you get this all the time, but you look just like this fucking guy I know.
You look familiar, do you?
Wait, you've been on TikTok? I know I've seen
you. Do you work at the C-Town in Astoria? No, it's not.
Dude, I remember, so I was doing like event bartending for a while. That's like the survival gig out in the city. And I remember Leo was at the bar one time and wanted like a vodka Red Bull. And dude, we didn't have Red Bull, but believe me, I scoured the entire, I was like, wait right here. I was like so determined to like do it for him. You know what I mean? Like he didn't give a fuck.
You just run to CBS. You're like, I need Red Bull for Leo DiCaprio.
Literally.
Like you were going to get him that Red Bull. And he's like, do you want to be in The Revenant too?
Like that's the energy I was
bringing.
I'm
in.
He's like, wait a second. You made this?
I love that commitment. Are you a comedian / actor / entertainer? Because I would love to work with you. You got nice eyes.
Yeah. The way that you put the vodka in the Red Bull,
wow.
Never seen it.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. He did a vodka Red Bull. What vodka a basic bitch.
That's a.
I mean, it was a party night. You got to, you know.
Yeah, you got to mix the upper and the depressant and get ready to fucking rock and roll.
That is definitely something where you like, you know, they say, don't meet your heroes, you know? You meet like a hero of yours and they order something like real shitty. Can I have a milk? And you're like, oh, fucking, I was at the bar and Leo DiCaprio ordered a milk, dude, with ice.
Yeah.
We had to charge him extra for rocks. It was crazy.
But you would never forget it.
Oh, no.
I did that same party. Jason Tatum was there. Talk about meeting your heroes. He was such like a doofus. But I was like, God.
Was he really?
Damn it.
Oh, dude. I bet, though.
To be fair, I mean, you know, he's at a party. He's not he's not trying to charm me. I'm the fucking bartender guy.
Yeah.
So he was just like, hey, man. I was like, yo, the fucking MVP. He was like,
yeah.
Like, I forget. He's like a young kid. He's like 24.
Yeah. But they've been celebrities for so long. A lot
You're
of
like,
these athletes.
Be cooler, man. Yeah. Come on. Do something cool.
Devin Booker was the coolest of all time.
Really?
Oh, really?
He was so sick. And then Kevin Durant stole a lighter from me, that fucking snake.
Wow. Yeah. I believe it, dude. He is kind of
a
snake.
And then went to a different team. And you never
and
see
then he
that
went
lighter
to,
again.
He took my lighter to, actually, he went to my Phoenix Suns team. So I'm okay with
that. Oh, okay.
He was trying to find you.
He was trying to find me.
And he's like, I fucking took that guy's lighter. I knew he was a fan of the Suns.
Yeah. Dude, my buddy.
Turns out he's a great guy, actually.
Yeah.
My buddy told me a story. He does a buddy I went to college with, and he owns like a tuxedo shop. He like sells suits, tuxedos, all that kind of stuff. And he did a bunch of like promos for the Barstool guys. He did like free coats and brought them to them. Yeah. So a couple months ago, maybe like 2 months ago, he's friends with Kevin Herter is he's from that Albany area. Mm. So he's friends with like his manager or whatever. Whoa. So he goes to Chicago for that game. And to like hang out with his manager and see Herter and watch the game and everything. And he goes to the Chicago Barstool office and he calls me and my buddy the next day. And we're like, dude, how was it? Like, what happened? We're joking around. We're like, he's not going to have a ticket for you. You're going to be up in the nosebleeds. And he was like, no, it was great. We sat like, you know, right kind of with like the wives and girlfriends, cool, like cool. In that section. He's like, then we went out after and he was like, I'm such an idiot, dude. Like, he was trying to party, like, because he's hanging out with millionaire, like, teenagers, basically.
Right.
He's trying to party like them. He's like, dude, we went to the bar. I bought bottle service for Malik Monk. he's like, the next day I woke up, I spent like $1,500.
Yeah. So trying to be cool. Dude, for this guy,
he was like, what the fuck? Eventually, he was like, Kevin Herter was like, hey, Justin, you can stop spending money like this. Please stop buying bottles.
Dude, that's such a nice friend, though. To pull you aside and be like, don't do this.
Yeah.
You don't have to be this guy.
We kept telling him. The next day, he was like, hey, do you think if I Venmo request Malik Monk, he'll respond?
Yo, that's so
Hey, Malik,
funny.
Great seeing you last night. Good meeting you. FYI, it was $1,500 for the bar tab.
Yeah.
Well, I have that problem when I drink where, like, I think I have way more money than I do. And I want it, like, it comes from a good place.
Yeah.
I want to be like, nah, let me get this round. And then it happened recently on like St. Patrick's Day. I go to like this like neighborhood bar that we always go to, and I get my tab, and it's like $200. And then I start arguing with the bartender. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't remember. and then I get up the next day, and I'm talking to my girl, and I'm like, how the fuck did they charge me that much money? And she's like, okay, well, let's think about it. How many beers do you drink? How many rounds do you buy? And I'm going through, and I'm like, phew. Oh, man, they actually kind of hooked it up. Man, they actually did me a favor.
That's so funny. They're like, yeah, we stopped charging you for the drinks at 11. What was $350, actually?
Is that what you want to do now? You want the full price?
Yeah.
Huh? To be fair, Ray did not make it to 11 that night. Yeah. That was a 8:30 night for Ray.
That was maybe even earlier. Yeah, I can't do the day drinking like I used to.
I can't do day drinking at all.
I used to go wire to wire. You know, like I used to be able to tailgate and then make it to the late party.
I was this kid. I started drinking late. Like, I really didn't even start drinking until 21, honestly. I've been drunk a couple times at parties or whatever, but I just wasn't interested in it. And then from like 21 to like 25, 26, I didn't get my first hangover until I was 25 years old.
That's awesome.
I thought I was invincible.
The best.
I literally was telling people like, oh, I don't get those. You know what I mean?
I love that guy.
Oh, he was such an asshole.
Nah, I don't get hungover.
Yeah. I used to, like, you know, drink whiskeys and switch, and people are like, careful. And I'm like, nah, it doesn't apply to me. I'm superhuman, actually.
Do you remember what you were drinking that first hangover?
No.
I remember my first bad hangover. I was drinking Crystal Palace vodka in college. It was my freshman year.
Okay.
And we were drinking it, and we would call them Shaderades, where you would drink like the half the Gatorade and then fill it with vodka and just drink that all night.
Yeah.
So bad, dude.
Yeah. We call those Faderades.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, dude, that next morning, I remember, I woke up, I like threw up in my garbage can that had like the holes in it. It was bad. It was tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't be boozing like that anymore, dude. I didn't even go out and get after it last night.
Yeah.
But today I woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and I was like, I gotta puke. I literally puked. So embarrassing. Like, I can't hang at all anymore. It sucks.
Were you a blackout?
I never blacked out.
Dude, you're so lucky.
Still young.
There's still time, guys. Like, give me time. I'll do it. There's been a couple, like, I don't remember that conversation type things. I remember one time it was like a family picture day, and it was like the first time I ever had like the spins from drinking.
Oh yeah, dude.
You know, where you like lay down and you're like, oh no. And the whole thing, I felt like I was going to roll out of bed just laying still.
Oh dude.
And I got like 2 hours of sleep. We went to like the botanical gardens, you know, I was like one of these first drunk times. I was like a teenager. I was probably 17, 18 years old, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brothers were like 4 and 5 or something. And we're taking like family photo. Okay, everyone huddle around the flowers. There's a photo on our fridge to this day where you can see it in my eyes. And I'm like, like struggling so bad. I remember I threw up in the botanical garden. There was like a bench we were taking photos. I was like, 1 second, I just got to go see this flower. I went around the corner and yacked in like a bush. Like something. I came back and was like, okay, take the picture.
It's like one of the most classy places.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just throwing up fucking Bankers Club whiskey.
Literally, not only that, but the amount of staff they have to like take care of the plants.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. They're just you're just
it's not like a public bush out there.
You're
it's
fertilizing, like, dude.
Yeah.
Just throwing up in front of a girl who's taking pictures for a quinceañera. You're like, sorry, I'll be over here.
Yeah. Just one more.
Yeah. Oh God, dude. Yeah. Have what is your what's your vice then? Were you like growing up, were you like a fighter? Were you a drinker, a drug guy?
I'm like viciously addicted to marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it's so embarrassing.
Interesting.
You know, at the point, you know, like in 20s, used to be like, I dabble in drugs, but now it's like I have to, there's no way I'm being like, yeah, I smoke sometimes. That's what I said for years, for like a decade and a half. I was like, yeah, every once in a while I'll smoke.
I smoke sometimes, a few times a day, morning,
while secretly
night,
smoking like multiple times a day. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Did you smoke today?
I didn't smoke today, actually.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, hey.
I've been doing really good lately about, like, get to fucking noon, buddy. You know? If you can make it to noon, you can make it to 3. You know? I do that shit with my weed.
It's like an alcoholic with their first drink. They're like, just make it to when it's light out.
That's what it is.
But it's also like when you're working your minimum wage job, you're like, got to be at least 11. Oh, 9:30.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Exactly. Yeah, for me, the vice, it's weed and coffee are like the two that I just daily.
Yeah.
I just don't stand a chance.
I fucking love coffee, drink too much of it. Now I don't think it affects me at all. But I like it. It's like, what's it called? The Pavlov's dog thing.
Yeah.
Like if I wake up, I'm like, I need a fucking coffee.
Mm-hmm. And give me that brown juice.
Yeah.
Dude, give it to me. Yeah. Yeah, it's 100%. For me, it's the ritual of it.
I love the ritual of it.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking coffee like a year ago. We talked about this, but I was drinking like a half a pot to a pot a day.
Yeah.
Just like black, maybe a little half and half, a little Splenda if I'm feeling frisky, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would like empty stomach. I would drink a half pot of coffee. I would smoke a vape. And then I would go to the gym and my heart was like racing out of my chest. And I was like, why does it feel like I'm on the verge of a panic attack? Yeah, yeah. Doing like my arms would get pumped from and I would be like, why does it feel like my arms are going to explode? Yeah. I can feel the blood under my skin.
Yeah, because you are about to explode.
And I was like, I need to stop.
It's not good for you.
You're like, I don't feel good. Let me pop a Zen.
Yeah, let me throw that in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's part of like, I am a ritual. Like, I like a ritual.
He likes to go to the woods, be like, hey, kids, come with me.
Yeah.
He likes the ritual of
it. No, I'm not a child molester.
No, it was a celebrities murdering people.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
No, but he's like, oh, yeah, I do love that. Oh, you mean that?
Like, talking about pedophiles? No. Yeah. I'm much more of a killer, if you know.
Like, I always say I want to give up doing shots. Mm. I love the ritual of like, hey, let's do a shot. It's all fun. Right, dude, guys, to blah, blah, blah.
So fun,
you know, to Kyle, you know, and then you rip the shot. And then I also like, hey, man, what are you doing? You want to go do a walk and grab a coffee? You know, like a walk and grab a coffee.
Love that. Yeah, I got to figure something out because when I drink too, like I just, anything goes. Like all of my, you know, like obviously the inhibitions, but like I like to think I'm a pretty disciplined guy, you know what I mean? I try and stay focused and on the path, but the second I start drinking, I'm like, fuck it, dude. Like, let me chain smoke 5 cigarettes.
Yep.
Second, third round's on me. Let's go get pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to feel like trash tomorrow.
You know? That's my biggest thing too, is part of the ritual is like when I get home from drinking, I'm like, why have I not ordered food already? Why do I not have something else terrible inside me to close off the night with a bang.
It's so funny. Yeah. You're like reward for surviving your fucking drinking.
Yeah.
The night. You're like, well, and now it's time for the worst food I could possibly eat right now at 3 a.m.
McDonald's it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Taco Bell's been mine recently.
Or
pizza. Just I'll order it on my ride home. I'll be like in an Uber being like, let's switch over to Uber Eats. And okay, timed perfectly. It works perfect if I don't have to walk up the stairs and back down. If they like meet, both so Ubers good. Meet and I go, hey, how are we? Yeah, let's bring
Everyone
it out.
Everyone knows each other.
Yeah. It's like rich.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I had
reuniting families.
I was living with a comic for a while in Arizona who was like a diehard Taco Bell guy. He was like a Taco Bell truther, you know?
Oh,
he was
like,
it's not as bad as everyone thinks it is. He would eat Taco Bell like probably 2 meals a day for like years.
Oh, God.
And he developed really bad gastrointestinal problems. So bad that I can't even say it. That's how bad. What is it?
Gastrointestinal issues.
I even have them. I can't say.
I have them. Yes. Dad.
So he got that so bad and continued the Taco Bell. And I was like, buddy, do you think there's a correlation? And not like Taco Bell. Like, he wasn't getting like Crunchwrap Supremes. He's getting like $15 worth of dollar item stuff.
Oh, God.
I was like, do you think there's any correlation between these two? He's like, Taco Bell is good. It's good food.
Fat guy?
No, actually.
That's the craziest part. It's that's what insane. Makes me furious.
That's why you didn't see the signs.
That's why I didn't see the signs.
Yeah.
You didn't see the signs.
He was masking it.
Me and Ray walk over. We go, hey, we got gastro issues. You go, makes sense.
Well, it was,
we get it. I've seen it for
it
years.
It was probably hard for any of the weight to stick because he was eating $15 worth of...
He had diarrhea for 2 years.
Yeah, he was just shitting his pants at all
times. Yeah, he was like...
Once you start eating that and it doesn't bother your stomach, that's when you know you got to make a change.
That's
you
crazy.
Go, whoa, dude. That's this is crazy. Too much.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
And especially risking that in your like late 20s, especially 30s, is when like your asshole no longer communicates well with your brain because you can shit your pants as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
You think you can.
You think you're got above it.
Dude, we were just, when we were walking home the other night.
You felt like you were going to?
No, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ray's running. He's like, I got to pee so bad. And he's like rushing. He's like, we get off the train. He's like, we got to stop at some bar so I can go to the bathroom. Yeah. And I'm walking and I was like holding in like a fart on the train. And I get off and I let it go. And I go, I love walking past someone and dropping it. You're walking a little quicker.
you pick
and them. They walk into it. Yeah. And I did it. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, Ray, I think oh, no. I shit my pants a little bit. he's like, I can't focus. I gotta go pee.
Yeah. You guys are like bumping into each other trying to find a place to
Well that's New York, I feel like, is a big like almost piss yourself city.
Yeah, New York, I mean, obviously it sucks that the city is so gross and dirty that you feel that you can just shit on the streets and it won't be a problem. I mean, but there is like kind of a benefit to that when you're like you need to have like a street piss.
Yeah.
And you do it and people aren't like hitting you with flashlights. Like, what the fuck are you doing over there? People just minding their own business. It's kind of charming. I like it.
Yeah. You got to just find a guy shooting up on the sidewalk and then go past him. Yeah. And then, you know,
you're fine.
If a cop's like, whoa, 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 you're not allowed to be pissing out here. It's like, hey man, that guy's doing meth. And it's like, yes, but that's his home.
Right.
He's inside.
Yeah.
He's inside his house.
Yeah.
You need to go home.
Well, that's when I realized like I've been here long enough now is that it's a couple of months ago, me and Sean Donnelly were walking down the street in the Village and he's on my left and like on my right, I just hear see a face like standing in, like this like little corridor and just goes like, got any change? I was like, I got nothing. And then Donnelly was like, holy shit. I was like, what? He's like, did you not see that guy that asked for money? I was like, yeah. He's like, no, did you not look at him? I was like, oh, no, not really. He was like, he was completely naked masturbating. Just butt naked in this little corridor masturbating, asking for money. And I was like, oh, all right.
You're like, New York filter's so strong now. Yeah. You're like, I don't even see dick and balls when people. So good.
Have you had a crazy experience on the subway, on the train? With the creatures down there?
Yeah, it's insane. I was off the L train for a while, so like not like homeless freaks, but just like regular Brooklyn freaks where you look like you're coming out of like Mad Max casting.
Yeah, dude.
Oh no, I'm going to a show tonight.
I rode that L for a while and it's weird.
But the worst of it is I catch on the J train or the A train. One time, this is not like a horrific story, but very funny. There was a guy panhandling.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like he was kind of like, hey, can I get money? Oh, and I look up and he's looking through the cart. He goes, oh shit. And he turns around and runs the other way. And the cart opens and it's a guy in a wheelchair. And the guy in the wheelchair is like, hey, motherfucker, get back here. And he's chasing the guy that's like panhandling.
Yeah.
He rolled all the way through the stuff. People are like, what the fuck? The guy bolted, dude. So funny.
Oh, my God. He's like, this is his train. I'm fucked up.
Yeah. He literally goes, oh, shit. I was like, what is he going to do?
That's and there goes your full day because all you're going to be thinking about is, why was he chasing? Was that his turf that he was on?
Literally.
Was it?
To this day, no idea.
Was he the guy that broke his legs? Is that why he's in a wheelchair? What happened?
Oh, shit. Here he comes. Yeah, subway stuff is a nightmare. I've had to... You ever have to, like, warn somebody that somebody's jerking off right next to them?
No.
I've had to do that.
Really?
Yeah, like, my first year in the city. And still, like, walking around smiling at people and shit. And I'm in the subway, and this guy's, like, you know, masturbating.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, masturbating where it's, like, he's just pulling it out. He's kind of, like, two hands under the the pants. Oh. And people figured it out pretty quick. People got up, you know, people like, oh, come on. They're like doing that kind Jesus Christ. And they stand up and they walk away. Everyone except me and this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is sitting right next to this girl. And I'm like frozen. I can't believe what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I tell this girl that there's a guy masturbating, like, right next to her. Like, to the point where I'm like, can you not feel his elbows, like, hitting you?
He's grunting.
Yeah. It was bad. And he's, like, looking at her, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I'm like, something is happening here. You know what I mean? And I'm like a coward, so I didn't say anything until my subway stopped. My subway, I open the doors open and I do the thing. I stand up and I'm like, man, you just so you know, like, you just, there's a guy. And she did the thing. Like, she thought I was, like, trying to hit on her. She goes, yeah, thanks. And, like, waved me off.
I'm married, asshole.
Yeah. With that energy. It was like, uh-huh, bye.
Yeah. My husband's right next to me.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, you know what? Stay in the splash zone for a while. Oh, God.
That is, you know what I do like about the
I love too that you were like, and he wasn't one of the ones that are just pulling it out, jerking off. There are those,
yeah.
But no, he was kind of a little bit.
He was like, sussing out who's gonna let him get away with it.
Oh,
that was the energy,
yeah.
But I swear to God, dude, like, you guys are sitting now. That's how it was, and he's like looking at her, like looking at hands.
Oh
on the
my God,
she was
dude.
Just in the scroll. Just
that's what New York does to a lot of people. You have that. You just. What is it called? Like deconnect, basically, and you're just like
disconnect.
You're just locked.
You were so close, dude.
Shut up.
You almost had it.
Shut up, dad.
Medical. So, anyways, you just deconnect from the situation.
Dad. Disassociate. That was the word.
Disassociate,
dad. Now I bet you don't even know what that means.
Me?
Yeah.
About to fucking disassociate from you right now.
Oh, dude, don't do that.
He's gonna close down the disassociation.
I'm gonna start fucking jerking off on the pod.
I'll disassociate, dude. I'll look right at the camera. Okay. We had that's what I do like about the L train though, because sometimes
a lot of dudes jerking off.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I like to see it, dude. You do have people like when you go to certain areas, like you Upper East Side. Like there's a lot of people on those trains that are just like, you know, that classic in their phone. They're not paying attention. They've moved here from New York. The L, you still get people who are like a little harder, who are like grew up here, you know, born and raised.
Yeah.
And those are the people that New York needs more of. Because I was on the train once and I like stayed in the city. This is like 2 years ago. Mm. I stayed in the city one night. I'm taking the L out back to like Bushwick.
Okay.
And there's this like old white guy who starts masturbating on the train and everyone kind of notices it, but they're all just like looking down. It's 9 a.m. People are going to work. Dude, this black guy stands up and he goes, "Hey, cut it the fuck out."
Yes.
And dude, the guy was like so frightened. Dude, he walked over to him. That's pulled into the stop. Sick. He starts beating the shit out of him. Beating the shit out of him in front of everyone on the train. Throws the dude off the train. He did like that 300 Sparta kick.
Yeah.
Kicks him off the train. Falls down. And then his shirt got like ripped. It got like blood on it.
And blood
he was
and
like,
jizz
he
everywhere.
Takes his shirt off. Throws it at the guy. He's like, and then he gets on the doors closed. He's like, mother, I gotta go to fucking work.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The blacks have the answers on the subway.
They do.
I saw something recently this past week.
That's you need people who will stand up and protect the train.
Yes, dude. 100%. And that are like that they're not like the police in a sense where they're not like waking up homeless people on the subway, but there is like some sort of
it's Batman.
Yes, I was just gonna say they're the hero that we need.
Yeah.
Not the one we deserve.
I saw a move on the subway recently. I didn't even know that this was possible, but have you guys ever, you've heard people like singing or whatever in the city and it's just like obnoxiously like.
Yeah, showtime.
It's showtime. They're walking new. They got the headphones and you can hear them for the entire block. Somebody was doing that on the subway, was doing like vocal warm-ups and was really like really belting.
Yeah.
And this dude, black guy standing next to him, hit him with the perfect way to shut. I've never seen it. He goes, oh my God, dude, do you have Instagram? Do you have Instagram? He's like kind of bullying him though. He goes, you got such a good voice. Pull up Instagram. I'm going to follow you on Instagram. The guy is like, he forces him to take off his headphones. Like, what? He's like, Instagram. Give me your phone. Let me see you on Instagram. You're a singer, right? Let me see your Instagram. Dude, shut him down completely. It was incredible. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I was like, I didn't know, like, those are the moves, you know.
The hero we need, not the one we deserve.
Yeah.
That incredible. Man, dude.
It's incredible. They got the answers.
The, where do you have to get to though? Like I find it surprising that the dude stopped masturbating after he was told to. Because I feel like to jerk off on a train, you have to be so beyond reason.
Oh yeah, yeah. He didn't really stop. He was just like shocked. He was shocked. Oh. It was almost like he was shocked that someone said something. And then the guy barely waited and just started punching him fucking in the face.
Do you think he was like, I've been doing this for 15 years. What the fuck is he talking about?
What do you mean?
Hey, it's New York.
Can you imagine just like getting the shit kicked out of you with a boner and you're just like, ah, God damn it.
Well, sometimes you got to pay extra for that.
I know.
That's so funny. He's kind of like the police where they're like, police. They're like waiting to shoot their gun, but they have to like announce it first. Yeah, so they can do it. So he's like, hey, stop. As he's
just beating the shit out of him, dude. I remember, and it was like 9 a.m., and I was like, God,
yeah,
this fucking city, man.
I always remember, I talk about how, like, how worn down, like, NYPD, like, police officers really are, because I feel like they get on, that, like, they go into that career thinking, like, I'm going to be fucking John McClane. And then, like, I see this one dude, this guy is arguing with his girlfriend, top of their lungs fighting. Mm. He, like, grips her up and puts her up against the wall. He's like, you need to shut up. And, like, they see this cop the whole time standing there. And then the cop just comes over and, like, walks over, like, sadly, slowly, and just taps the guy on the shoulder. He's like, hey, man, you guys got to stop. You can't do this here. And then they're like, All right. Like they like cooler heads prevail a little bit, but that cop just like sadly walks away. Yeah. It was like, God damn it. That guy is like, if I have to break up one more domestic on this platform, right, or if I have to tell one more fucking halal cart that they don't have a permit to park here, I'm going to fucking blow my brains out.
Right. I'm going to eat my service pistol.
Jesus, dude. That was so dark.
He's going to fold up his uniform, put the badge on top, and a letter to his wife.
Oh, my God, that's dark. Yeah, he's got all his... He's got all his medals. Yeah. Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a tragic one.
He's fucking damn. Polishing
putting
them
on
up.
The medals as you're, like, getting ready.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
Just salute to the mirror.
What a good movie we just wrote.
Dude, I would watch it. I'm pretty sure it's already been made, actually.
No.
I'm
sure it's out there. Not like we'd make it, though.
Yeah, we could. You I don't know.
I mean? I've never.
We could. We could, dude.
That would be the scene would be seeing a guy jerk off on the train and being like, I'm not gonna just one more time.
I don't think I couldn't say anything. I don't even know if I would be able to do what you did and tell the girl like to tap her.
Yeah, well, I was very young and like nowadays if I saw that I would just record it.
Yeah.
Just record it for content.
Hey,
obviously.
You wanna pull that fucker out, pussy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
But I'm so scared to tell the guy to stop because I'm thinking like clearly this is like a sex pervert kind of guy.
Yeah, you don't want him to chase you and think? Fucking.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if I'm the guy that's like, hey, you can't do that. He like that's what he's been waiting for.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's when he's just like, and I'm done.
Yeah, he's like, thank you. Tell me again, I can't.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I do it? Why? Why?
Can you imagine?
Tell me I'm a bad man.
Can you imagine if that guy said that to the fucking guy who was like, hey, knock it off. He was like, why should I? I would be like,
Oh, God.
The first time I ever saw somebody cranking in the city is I was...
Heavy crank episode right now.
I think I was like...
A lot of cranking.
A lot of crank.
Yeah.
And not the drug. We're actually talking about masturbation. I was on the bus going to my cousin's. First time I ever rode the bus in New York City. I'm like two months into living here. And, you know, it was one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to ride the fucking bus. Nobody wants to ride a bus. Then I'm on the bus and I'm like, bus is not bad, man. It's like kind of clean. You know, it's like air conditioned. Like it was free if you don't pay.
Yeah, you don't
pay. And, And I'm going there, and then they're like, hey, we got to stop the bus early. There's another one that's going to be coming. Mm. You got to get off on this stop. And I remember always thinking, like, the jerking off thing was, like, so cliche and, like, hack and a lie and, like, just an old Dave Chappelle bit.
Right.
And I, right when I get off at this random area in Harlem that I had to get off, there is a dude laying on the ground, nothing but loose sweatpants, just fucking... Oh. Trying to rip his hog off.
Oh, no.
Like, dude, with just violent.
There is something about this city, dude. I don't know what. I've never seen public masturbation anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere. I've seen it like 3 times in New York City. One time I bumped into a guy doing it. I'm not even
lying. You gave him the physical touch he needed.
My elbow hit his elbow that was going like this. This is a terrible story for a podcast. I'll try and breeze through because it's a very visual thing.
Yeah.
But this was on, Jesus, I think it was by like Herald Square. It was by like 34th Street or something. Because I remember I was turning the corner around a subway and I'm walking by a bank window.
Yeah.
And I can see everybody is having a meeting, but everyone's looking at the other window like, everyone is looking. Yeah. And I'm walking parallel. I'm like, what are they looking at? I turn the corner. There's a guy, hand on the window, cranking one out. Dude, I wish I was making this up, but like, so gross. Like, you know, he's like a homeless type guy, like a crusty vagrant.
Yeah. I'm not picturing a finance guy, stock trader. Yeah, but I got
he had
you.
This is so gross, dude. I wish I wasn't telling this story. He had a bag, like a grocery bag, that had like bloody napkins in it at his feet.
Oh, God.
Sitting there, one hand. And you know the funniest part? The only reason I tell this story is because the way that the mirror was, the way the window was, it was like a mirror because the sun was hitting it. So he couldn't see in, but they were staring right at him. They're having like quarterly meetings. And this guy's like,
using his hand for leverage.
He's just watching himself, dude. Yeah. That's
so I got tripped up watching them because they were legit like ghoulishly freaking out. Yeah. I turned the corner, I bumped into the guy. I was like, oh, sorry. Oh my God.
Start spreading the news.
That's one of my favorite. Every time I see something crazy, I just start in my head. I say it out loud. I go, concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Yeah, that's me, but I do the Sinatra. Yeah. We need that as one of the buttons, you know.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Bam, bam, bam,
Yeah, this city is horrific, but it's so fun.
It is so fun.
It's so fun.
You just gotta be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I say. Just be careful.
God damn.
I remember, I do a bit about this on stage, but I'm not going to do the bit. The wildest thing I remember, me and Colin, our buddy, I don't know if you met Colin Chamberlain, but we're walking down the street in the Village. We were kind of like having like a miserable night. It was one of those nights where like we went to a bunch of places to hang. We didn't have any spots. Yeah, you know, yeah. Just feeling real down. And we're walking. And one of those homeless dudes is walking past us. And we just hear him scream, like walking, looking at both of us. And we just go, hey, your dick's too little to step to me, bitch. And we're just like, see, that's the last thing we fucking needed, man. I was like,
who told him?
You've been talking to my girlfriend?
Yeah. You fucking gotta come at me with that shit, man. Yeah. Don't have any spots tonight? I'm broke.
Yeah. That sucks, too, because, like, the homeless heckle, like, you almost can't hit him back.
Oh. Yeah. What are you going to say? You don't have a house.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, fuck you. Whatever.
It kind of bounces back on you, though.
Yeah.
Dude, you do forget. I've told this before, but when I was living in Bushwick one time, I got hit with one of those. Like, I was just fed up. Mm. I was like, I walked out of my door. It was like the first thing. I walk out of my door. I'm walking in the gym. I put my headphones in, and I like start playing music. I don't hear anything, and there's a guy, I guess, behind me on a scooter on the sidewalk, obviously. And he, I guess, like honked twice. I didn't hear it. And then I just hear like, hey, get out of the way. And I turn around and he's like right on my tail and he goes by me and I hear him. He's like, you know, what's the point of even having a horn if people aren't going to fucking move? Blah, blah, blah. Like says it to himself, to me.
For you. Yeah.
And I just couldn't even stop myself. And I was like, hey, man, you're on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And he stopped his moped, dude. Dude, he stopped his moped, turned around, and his just face was covered in tattoos, tattoos. And he goes, what the fuck did you say? I go, I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. And he goes, no, you want to be tough? And I go, I'm just trying to go to the gym. I really am sorry. And he goes, all right, have a blessed day. And I was like, all right.
Dude.
Yeah. Wild, dude.
So funny.
Gotta be careful.
Getting like, I mean, that's not really like pranked, but getting fucked with in the streets is some of my all-time favorite shit. Like, I had a, which one of these should I tell? I had a guy, just last week, actually, talking about it being passed.
Yeah.
This isn't really like a prank either, but I'll tell the bell prank thing in a second. But, I had somebody laugh at me for the same thing. Like, hey, on your left. And I had music in. I wasn't paying attention. And it was this chick just running. I like to think I'm like, can't be like bothered by anything.
Yeah.
I like to think like my core is like a gunshot could go off next to me. And I'd be like, chill, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this chick was just jogging. She was like, on your left. I didn't hear anything. And then she's right here running. And she goes, on your left. And I let out like a girlish, like, like one of those. And she laughed at me.
Oh, dude. So embarrassing.
But also, like, it's embarrassing, but like, that's the funniest thing that's probably happened to her all day. It's so funny. Scared a giant 6'5 man.
She's like, I'm dry.
Yeah, got the ick. I'm like, we're not even dating.
What do you mean?
I had a thing where I was running to, this was just Friday, I was running to my the spot that I was doing at the Grizzly Pear, and I had, I don't normally wear a backwards hat on stage. I only wear it on the podcast because one time somebody left a negative comment when I was wearing a backwards hat saying that, like, how old do I think I am? And then I had, like, just like a swishy, like, jacket, like one of those, like almost looks like a, I don't know, like a Letterman's jacket with the stripes,
sure,
you know?
Sure, yeah.
And it's just not me. It's not my, I don't know if you ever wore something on stage that wasn't your style. You feel
all
a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So all I remember being like, I'm going to look like a fucking idiot on stage. Ah, whatever. I got to get the spot. I can't change. You know, my hair's fucked up. I need a hat. So I'm like running like to my spot because I'm running late. And like, I like sashay kind of like past these two girls walking down the street, like almost like bump into them, and like it's right before I got to get on stage, you know, and I almost bump into them. She was like, excuse you, Trevor. And it fucking just brought me like, I was like, I do look like a fucking,
you're like,
douchey old dude named Trevor.
Fuck, she got me.
So like a guy that shoots skateboard videos or something.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know? And I was like, but so doesn't actually skateboard.
Guy who's 35 and he's like, Mom, I'm just going out for the night. Don't worry.
It's so funny to be like, you know, in the comedian world where you're like dealing with like roast jokes like every single night, every single day, no matter what you wear. But then to be sniped by like just somebody on the block.
Yeah.
You're like, how did you do this? I like survived through like waves of comedians in this outfit and somehow you.
Oh, dude.
Funnier than people that were writing for like a week to roast me at times.
Yeah. It is so funny how like I've friends straight up to my face just like call me a fat piece of shit. And then
I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's apology accepted. It's
a bad mood.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you at all when like comics do it or your friends do it, whatever. Right. I said, like being a guy and having guy friends, like one time I shaved my head, like I gave myself a buzz cut.
Yeah.
I walked into a comedy club. I got to the top of the stairs and my two buddies are across the room and they fell on the ground and started laughing. And I was like, what? And they were like, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But we had, just like 2 months ago, I like lost my mind. I haven't lost it on stage in years. And this, do you remember this? You weren't there.
I wasn't there, but somebody sent me a video.
You got the video?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's short like video. It's not even postable because I'm just like, it's not even.
Yeah, it's definitely not postable, but it is shareable behind your back.
Dude, this girl, I was doing a bit about Taylor Swift, like not being hot. I'm trying to like work on this. And she says something like, she just like got me in like, just, I was like, yeah, feeling bad about myself. And she was like, who are you to say that Taylor Swift isn't hot? And I was like, you fucking bitch, dude. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. I kept calling her. I was like, you got gap teeth, motherfucker. She's like, I don't even have a gap in my teeth. I was like, I can see it from here. Tell you what, didn't have a gap in her teeth. Had great teeth. But gorgeous. You know what? You know what? Who can't see that? The entire crowd.
I was going to say everyone else.
The entire crowd is like, they're like, this is great. He's fucking making fun of this gap tooth bitch.
Yeah. Well, fucking idiot she is.
Oh, dude.
She's just standing.
It was bad. It was embarrassing. I got off stage.
Jeff, what was your prank story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I didn't perform a prank, but we're just talking about like people being funny on the street.
Yeah. I
remember one time I was walking by a bike and I was just like feeling whimsical, you know?
Yeah.
I just had the fucking light step. I'm walking by this bike. I go, cling. I did the bell on the bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this dude was like, hey, fam, don't ring my bell. And I folded like a fucking little coward bitch. I was like, oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, dude. Sorry. I did that. And he goes, I'm just joking. That's not my bike. I was like, you are so fucking funny. Dude.
That's so funny. Dude, that's happened to me when I used to.
he turned on the thug, though. You know what I mean? He really was like, yo, fam, don't ring my fucking bell.
Oh, God. That happened to me, dude, when I used to jump the turnstiles in Bushwick. And I jumped it once. And there was just like a dude standing on the wall, just like dressed normal. Mm. And I jump. And he goes, hey. He goes, ID? And I go, motherfucker. Oh, damn it. And he goes, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah. And I was like, got me, dude. Yeah. Got me so good.
Recently, I tried to jump the turnstile. I did jump the turnstile. And on the other side was like 15 undercover cops. To the point, they all had the red shit. It was already rolling. They just fresh off another bust or whatever the fuck. But the lady was so nice to me. Like, I went in. Actually, I didn't jump. I went in the emergency gate thing.
Yeah.
And it was like some slow-moving guy. It was and he got through, so I followed him behind. And then, like, I was like, oh, fuck, you see him all set up. And the one chick was like, literally was like, go back around.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like,
oh, that's nice.
Okay, all right.
That's great.
So I went back around. They didn't make him go back around.
Well, he's old.
And that's the conclusion I drew, but I was like, at what age do I get to just not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Dude, 6'5", you could just step over those bad boys.
I do all the time. I do all the time. But so I go back around and I pay, and for some reason it double paid. And then I was in this situation like, do I tell them or like I
double paid. Don't worry about it.
That would have been great if you're like showing them I double paid. Can you reimburse me in any way? Like,
is there an email that I can get from you guys?
Oh, dude, I've gotten tickets for that. It's $50. Maybe more.
I think it was 100.
Yeah, it might have been 100.
I remember one time an undercover, before I knew what that was, the first time I ever got caught by like an undercover, like a plainclothes.
Which arson. Also the worst undercover assignment.
Yeah. It's so lame.
Yeah. You stop, you know, pregnant single mothers from.
Like, what are we
doing? McDonough, you're going undercover. Really?
Yeah.
With the mob or to catch the triads? No. Turnstiles.
Yeah. Fare evasion, the number one crime in this city. Here's your FedEx vest.
You're going to save us $2.90 a jump.
Every one of them.
So sad.
Yeah,
so sad, dude.
That shit sucks, dude. Undercover, plain clothes, the worst. This one guy got me, and I didn't believe him. I thought it was somebody fucking with me.
Yeah.
And I stood by my conviction. I swear to God. He was like, give me your ID. And I was like, I'm not giving you my ID, dude. Like, this is not. Yeah.
Did he show you a badge?
He showed me a badge. Oh, yeah. And I was like, but he was wearing like a Hawaiian shirt and like a fucking
straight up Miami Vice.
Yeah, a Vice detective.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like, and like I said, I was like new to the city. Yeah. I was like, this guy's trying to steal my ID. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not. And I was bringing that energy. I was like, I'm not giving you my ID, dude. This is crazy. He's like, what's your name? What's your address? And I was like, I was just giving him fake shit. And he was like, give me your social security. I was like, why would I give you my social security number? I'm not even giving you real information right now. This is what I said to him.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not even giving you real shit. You want me to fake my social security too? And then luckily, thank God, somebody was like murdered across the track or something. There was like a blood.
Thank God, dude.
There was like
thank God.
Literally a blood curdling scream to the point where he's like, oh shit. And like, didn't even say anything to me, just left. And I was like, I knew he was faking it.
He pulled out a gun, though, and he was like, oh, fuck. And you're like, ooh.
Hey, hello.
Dodged a bullet.
God damn, dude. We're almost out of time already, but
that's this hilarious. Flew by.
But I wanted to talk to you about, dude, have you, you've been doing the paparazzi thing, which I
been
love.
Been doing the paparazzi.
It's great, dude. It's such a good bit, dude.
It's fun.
It's so fun.
A lot of fun.
Have you, for people who don't know, you guys dress up as paparazzi, and then just like people hire you to go out and like take pictures.
Yeah, we're just terrorizing the streets.
It's so good. Have you run into like crazy situations? Like, are you only doing it to people who like know you're doing it? Or have you done it to people who are just like, what the fuck?
There's been a few that have, I mean, it's pretty, if people aren't into the bit,
yeah.
It's not like it takes a while to figure out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People
yeah.
are like, what the fuck is this? Don't do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're like, all right. We're trying. We try not to like push people into like a fucking weird place because it's intense. Even if you're into the bit, if you haven't had it done to you, like they do it to me as a joke, but like it's so nerve wracking having 100 pictures taken of you in like the span of like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Cause you want to be like, okay, you'll see people start trying to like pose and shit. But, one time this is kind of around Halloween. This guy thought we were the real paparazzi.
Awesome.
This is in the Village, right around the corner from that. What's that jazz spot by,
Blue Note?
Not on the other side. There's right by the cellar.
By the
across the street from Ben's Pizza, that one.
Not across the street, on the other side. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There's like that long alleyway that goes back to the parks and stuff. We're going down this alleyway. We're doing a bit to our own friend, like pretending he's a celebrity. This is like early stage paparazzi stuff. And we're taking photos, and the guys just start screaming at us like, you fucking pieces of shit. Get a real fucking job. You fucking make me sick, you fucking paparazzi scum. Took a swing at my buddy, our videographer. Like, went to, like, punch him. Like, luckily, he was, like, an older guy. You know, you saw it coming a mile away.
God damn.
But literally, we have a video. Like, you know, we want to share this eventually. With, like, this guy literally full-on trying to haymaker swing. And you just see my buddy, like, backing up. And I'm, like, an asshole. I'm like, can I have a dollar? Like, I'm like fucking with him off camera.
Eventually. Dude, you got to share that, like, now.
I know.
Tomorrow.
I want to.
That's
so bad.
So good.
I want to so bad. And then, like, you know, there's people that aren't into it, of course. We have a hilarious picture of this girl dressed as Kill Bill.
Oh, okay.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
Kiddo.
The Bride.
Matrix. Yeah. In the yellow, you know what I mean? Like, clearly you're taking part of Halloween. You got the whole, it's not like a t-shirt of Kill Bill. You got the costume on. And so we ran up to her being like, oh my God, question over here, question over here. And she goes, fuck off. We have the funniest photo of her being like, fuck you. So sick.
So good, dude.
Yeah.
It's such a hilarious bit because it's like, it's prank-esque, but it's like, there's no like real victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not like, half the time the fucking photos we're taking, like, we don't even have memory cards on. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
just
it's
flash.
Like, yeah, it's literally just a flash. There's a couple times we've gone out with like completely not working cameras and there's just like a battery flash.
Oh,
and so we're just pretending, you know what I mean?
But it's silly. But like it's a silly and it's fun and it's funny. Nice. Like I've been, like sometimes like I'll get recommended to me those we talked about this before, those like prank videos that like don't make any sense to me. Like the one that I saw recently is this like really light skinned black dude that you can't quite tell is black and he's walking around like saying the N-word around a bunch of like thugs and then they're like running after him going to like punch him and beat him up and like they throw him on the ground sometimes and then he's just like it's a prank and I'm like where?
Right.
Yeah, in the fuck is this a prank?
Yeah, just because like, you're on camera.
You're yelling a slur and then you stop the prank when they're about to kick your ass. Like, I don't get what the thing, like, it's not even like I remember Boiling Point on MTV where they like try to make somebody angry and see
to the point.
But at least there was like a, you know, it was like they were testing them like, hey, can I use your phone? And they kept dialing numbers and dialing. And they're like, hey, would you like, you know,
can see I get my phone back?
Yeah. Like yeah, that.
What the fuck?
I even think that's kind of like, you know, teetering on, but it still like has a point. This is just a dude, and then there's the other guys that I see go to sporting events. They're not even fans of the team, but they'll go to like a Michigan Wolverines game wearing an Ohio State shirt, and they're like being mean to the fans, and it's like, I don't get it.
I do actually kind of love that one though, when they'll wear like a Michigan, and then they'll just be like, "Hey, good game," and all these like Ohio State fans are like, "You should die."
good game.
Yeah, yeah.
But, those are fun. I've seen the ones where like dudes will be like, pussy, and it's like,
yeah,
like, it's not fun. Like,
yeah,
just fucking fight. I don't know. Like, what do you want?
Have you seen that? One of my favorite, because like, yeah, the algorithm, like, it like charges all of these like confrontational type things. Mm-hmm. So then you get these prank videos that people aren't even really pranking. They're just like kind of starting a fight and then being like, I was joking.
Yes!
I was joking.
The bucket on the head.
The bucket.
Oh, that one's crazy.
That one's pretty good. I've been seeing a lot of fart videos lately. I don't know if that's just my
algorithm. I like fart videos.
They're funny.
Farts are so funny.
The dude who walks through Central Park and he just was like, bum, bum, bum,
It's always, and it's always, he always does it like to like some of the hottest girls you've
it's
ever seen.
So, funny, dude. Yeah. I love that dude.
But these the one that I've seen that backfires the hardest, that's so funny that it's almost like, what the fuck were you thinking? It's like a guy at an ATM and he goes up behind him. He's like, give me all your fucking money.
Oh my God.
And the guy's like a fighter. So he's just like, bong, drops him. Boom, boom, boom. And he's like, it's a prank. Like, no, it's not. That's a real robbery.
It makes no sense to me.
It's so dumb.
It's not funny. Yeah. And it gets so many views. Because I think what it is like they must know that like everybody wants to see them get their ass kicked.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's like a video of a car crash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like everyone's gonna look. Nobody wants to see it, but everyone's gonna look.
Yeah. I think it's where Jake Paul's popularity came from 100%. With the fighting.
Yeah.
It's because everybody that was a fight fan was probably usually somebody that was like, I would love to see this kid get his ass kicked. So then they just kept buying it and buying these pay per views, like, please somebody fucking drop it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they haven't.
Yeah.
The best, and then we can wrap unless you have something else, but the best account on Instagram, my favorite account right now, Johnny Hamcheck.
Okay.
He's funny. I like
it. It's so good, dude. Yeah, he never shows his face. I'll send it to you after the pod.
Okay.
And he'll just pull up to like a construction site and he'll roll it down and be like, hey, what's up, guys? How we doing? You guys, I got these six foot chains for you. What? And then they'll be like, what? And he goes, what do you mean, what? Who the fuck's in charge here?
Is this a Balboni job?
Yeah. Is this Balboni's job, right? This is Balboni's job? And they're like, I'm not sure. He's like, yeah, Balboni sent me. Yeah. It's Johnny Hamcheck.
Yeah, go get him.
See, I'm the head of this thing.
That guy's fun. That's like a fun thing.
That's fun, dude. Yeah.
Have you guys seen what Andrew Dice Clay has been doing online?
Love what he's doing.
Very similar to Johnny Hamcheck. Yeah, it's so good.
Me and my buddies used to do a version of that when we first were able to drive in Arizona. We would pull up. We would be on like Shea Boulevard, and mm-hmm. we'd pull up to somebody walking on the street and pull over, and I'd be like, hey, do you know how to get to Shea? And they'd be like, yeah, this street here. I go, okay, go down this street, and then what? And they're like, no, you're on. I would just see how long I could get them to the point where they're like, are you fucking crazy? You're on the street. They're like screaming. Okay, thanks.
So good.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was my shot of alcohol bit I used to do when I would be at bars. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, we're going to do, we'll do two Coors Lights and then I'll have a shot of alcohol. And I go back and like look at the menu and she's like, okay, what kind? Coors Lights. And then she's like, no, what kind of alcohol? Just a shot of it would be perfect.
Yeah.
And then I just keep going back. Yeah, and, be like, yeah. and then like my buddy would be in on it. And then she'd be like, no, what kind of alcohol? And I'm like, look at my buddy. I'm like,
are you
talking about?
Are you mad at us?
Yeah.
So good, dude. Yeah, I love that shit.
I'm a big, you know, like I grew up on like Tom Green and like Eric Andre is like one of my heroes. Yeah. And, yeah, like the man on the street prank stuff, it hits so hard in New York City. Like,
oh yeah.
Man on the street culture out here is just like top tier. Like, you're not.
Dude, you go to like Washington Square Park. I feel like there's more people filming men on the street than there are actually people walking through the park.
It's a park full of people podcasting.
It's basically that's what it is.
It's pretty wild. But I like the paparazzi stuff is fun, especially, you know, like it was stand up. My whole act is like pussy dick jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it's cool to have something that's like somewhat clean for the kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For the kids.
For the kids.
Perfect. Yeah. Dude, we're already past an hour, man. That was great.
I didn't even get to tell the story of my buddy getting in trouble for getting molested.
Oh, let's tell it, dude. We got it. Let's tell it. We got time.
Yeah, we got time.
Dude, the last time we closed on one of these, it ended up being our biggest clip ever.
Oh, really?
Where, it was when Charles Angle, another Arizona guy, he told the story about
People's Champ.
Like right at the end, he was like, let me squeeze this in.
I think he said Penis Champ at first. Penis I was like, hey, what
the
did
penis
he win?
Champ.
Yeah.
Tournament
he told
was
a story
bad.
About getting almost like molested by his teacher. And it fucking.
This one, I love this story because it's like. I don't like, I tried to work this out 100 times on stage, but it's just like times were so, this is in the '90s and like people don't remember, but like pedophiles used to be around in the '90s and they weren't like depraved criminals. They were just like weird.
Cub Scout leaders. Yeah.
They were just, you knew about them and you're like, just don't. So we had a guy in the neighborhood when I was growing up that was one of these guys. Like the parents were like, don't go to that house, like cross the road.
Halloween, stay away.
Yeah. It was like that. It wasn't like, we got to burn his house down.
He had the best candy that nobody was taking.
Yeah. Another year. So
we full had, size candy bars here.
So we had, you know, our local pedophile.
Sure.
Or I don't even know if he was a pedophile. I just know that he was on that list.
The local weirdo.
Yeah, the sex
crime neighborhood list. Weirdo.
And so everybody knew about him. Everyone was like, don't go to that fucking house. And I had a buddy, Mario, who lived across the street from me on the corner, mm-hmm. who went to that house. He went over to the house. I don't, to this day, I don't know why. I think it was just some shit, like, you know, as a kid, when somebody's like, don't do this.
Enough
like,
times, I gotta do it.
You're like, it can't be that bad.
Or he needed a confidence boost.
He needed a popsicle, yeah. I think. So I hung out with him the day after he did it. Well, he was supposed to be grounded, but... You know, his back. Yeah, we were just like hopping walls back in the day. In mm-hmm. Arizona, you just jump the wall and hang out with your buddy in the backyard and jump the wall. Yeah. So I jumped the wall. We're hanging out. He had a trampoline.
Mm, oh, nice. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're trampolining. And he told me the story. He's like, you know, I went to that house. And I was like, what? Why? What the fuck is going on? He's like, yeah, I got in big trouble. His parents grounded him for going to the pedophile's house.
What happened? Did he talk to the pedophile?
He said nothing happened. But this kid's clearly a fucking liar. No, I'm just I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know if I doubt anything actually happened because we were on the trampoline. That would be so wild if he got got, you know, and then the next day he's like jumping up and down, like, yeah, went to that guy's house. Soft hands.
You know? He's very gentle.
He does a butt bounce and he's like, ooh.
Ow. Oh, that one hurt.
Yeah.
A little weird. Wait, you always do that. It never hurts.
I went to that
day yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so funny, like, if that's you look crazy, at pedophiles dude. Today versus, like, the 90s. My buddy literally got grounded for going to a pedophile. They didn't do anything to the guy. They weren't like, hey, buddy, don't fuck our kids. They were, you know?
They go to his house, they're like, hey, we're really sorry for tempting you with our child. We told him not to come over here. We know you're dealing with a lot.
That's literally the vibe, he's crazy. Going through some stuff. Just don't, you know?
It's crazy,
he's
dude.
He's trying to figure it out, you know? His dream was to run a troop of Eagle Scouts and
Eagles. No, for him, it's the Cubs.
The Cubs.
That was a weird thing when I was in Cub Scouts. Is our leader ended up just being like a friend's mom because at the last like minute, like a couple weeks before, somebody got fired.
Mm. Whoa! So he just like swooped in and was like,
"Well,
because what did he get fired for."
Well, you can't say.
That was all the speculation was. They were like, is he
creep.
Touching, you know,
creep.
Was he too involved?
He's a sex criminal.
Yeah.
Bringing people over to the house one-on-one. Let's get this badge.
Let's get the badge.
And I was so excited.
Like, this is the sex badge. You're like, what?
He was the guy that like got us to join, like when he came to our school. Whoa, really? And he's showing us a video of like kids shooting bow and arrows. They're like fucking lighting fires. They're like sliding down on zip lines like fucking Shawn like, Michaels like, at WrestleMania.
And this is the survival badge.
Why is that kid naked?
Oh, sorry about that.
No. That's a survival. We sleep in the same sleeping bag and it's could we survive in the cold temperatures in the mountains
but then he got canned and they were like well we're gonna have to cancel it because we don't have a leader for this troop and then some kid's mom was like I'll fucking step in I'll do it and then we were just like painting mugs and shit for the worst. I was like this stinks
Bring back the sex criminal.
Yeah.
He knew how to have a good time.
I know. He knew
he really wanted us to like him.
Yeah. He knew his way around a bow, right?
Oh hey. Why are you gay? Okay.
Why are you gay? The most legendary. I want that guy to come back and interview Drake. I think that would be so funny. All this like rap beef and like these fake dick videos he's sending around.
Oh,
I just want him to sit down in front of that African dude.
You think that thing's fake?
Why are you gay? I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Not like I'm like not a believer that a dick could be that big. I just feel like...
It's the angles.
It's the angles and it's like... If Drake was packing like that, like surely we would have heard about it.
Do you think it was CGI or like a practical effect, like Star Wars? Do you think
it's all perspective?
All perspective, or do you
Lord of the Rings Fellowship?
Yeah,
what actually is cheaper to do the CGI? I've heard from people before.
Yeah, it's all in camera.
You gotta make your hand bigger. It's tough.
Yeah. Either way, like I don't. It's. I think it's certainly fake, whether it's CGI or practical or whatever. But like, certainly. A very homosexual act.
Yeah.
No, like, you know, I got some of my best friends are gay. I'm not coming for the gay community right now. I'm just saying, like, Drake is such, like, he's such a drama queen now that now he's like, I need to talk to my dick implant guy to, like, leak this vid to Twitter or something. God. I'm like, you're such a drama queen. This is crazy.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, dude. Well, let's wrap it up. Let's go to the Patreon. And
Patreon
no,
time.
We don't have it. I wish.
Let's do it.
We should soon.
Jeff, that was so fun, man. That was fucking great. You got to come back and see us, too.
Oh,
man.
It would be an honor.
Yeah, this was so fun. Tell the people where they can find you. This will be out not next week, but the week after.
Hit me up on Venmo. That would be the best place to find me. no, I got Jeff Wiles on Instagram is pretty much the only one I use. Or the paparazzi shit is across all stuff. Yeah, hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And thanks so much, Jeff. And you can find me at Reza Wadney on all social media. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Reza Wadney. I got a special coming out a little later this year.
Let's go.
Every single fucking Wednesday, you know it. Tune on in and see me and my boy Dylan with a fucking another fantastic guest. Dylan, where can they find you, baby?
Oh, at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and at Troublemakers on all those sites. We post clips 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week. Episodes are out every single Wednesday. Go follow Jeff, and we'll see you next week, baby. Good night. Let's do it.